Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hey everybody, it's Mark.
And Christy.
And we'd like to welcome you to another show of Divine Practice. We're on once a month on Spiritual Connections Radio, and we're really excited to have you here on the show with us this evening. We want to go ahead and give out the phone number to everybody, let you know that both me and Christy are going to be doing readings on the half hour, probably after we play like a little sound meditation or something like that. And we'll see what we feel guided to after we kind of talk about our topic for this evening. And that phone number to dial in is going to be 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, this evening's topic, we're going to be talking about intuition, which is an interesting topic. Actually, me and Christy have a meetup group in the Fort Worth area, and we have monthly meetup meetings. And for this Saturday, we're actually going to be teaching a class on intuition and teaching individuals how to basically increase the natural ability that's within them.
Sounds right.
And also kind of showing them how you can use a deck of cards, which is called an oracle deck, which is different compared to, what's the other deck? Tarot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, compared to a tarot deck. I've worked with both over the last probably 30 years, but I have to say that my abilities and everything seem to be easier used or connected with an oracle deck than the other deck, which is the tarot. I always say it incorrectly.
Yeah.
How about you? Have you worked with both decks?
Yeah, I've worked with both decks. The tarot deck, I've never had any proper training, I guess. I just got a book or something and worked on some tarot stuff. And then other angel decks and things like that, Marine Virtue and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think most of the beginning decks that I started with were Doreen Virtue decks also. So I think, go ahead, we'll give out our website to everybody so you can check out all the different things we're working on and different things that are coming up. We're actually going to be at the Holistic Fair of Fort Worth in next month, September 11th. That's a Sunday. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, make sure to swing by the fair and see us. It's going to be our second time that we've had a table set up, and we're going to be offering a couple different things this time.
Right.
So really excited about that coming up. The fair is held every other month, so we were there a couple months ago.
Yeah, July.
Yeah. Time really flies, you know. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard back yet or not, but I've actually put in a request for me to do a speaking engagement because they have speaking sessions on different topics throughout the day. And I've seen a couple of them that have been done there by our friend, like Susan, who did one on oneness, I think last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm waiting to see if I gave them probably about 13 ideas for something for me to lecture on. So we'll see if that's meant to be or not. Our website is divinepractice.com, and you can also write to us if you want to write questions, give us feedback or anything at info@divinepractice.com. That's info. And of course, you can find out more about this show and other shows on Spiritual Connections Radio by going to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, we're talking about intuition this evening. So I guess just to kind of put it out there for some people who might not understand what we're talking about. I mean, what does intuition feel like for you?
I don't know if I can really put it in words. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can really say. I mean, right now in this moment, I feel just like inside my body that I don't know who or where or exactly the details of what's going on, but there's like a lot of pain. And I just like in those moments that flash through, you know, during the day, what my practice is just to send love to that. Because a lot of times I don't even think it's myself. I'm very sensitive. So even if I just walk through maybe, for instance, like, I don't know how to explain it, like an energetic layer or something. Like you go into a building and you can feel the energy of the building, or you go into a room after a meeting, you can feel the energies that were kind of like left over of that meeting, or like as a kid, you know, even if I didn't see my mom and dad argue, when you walked into the space afterwards, you just felt this charge and this part that was just kind of like uneasy. So I've always had a gift, and it's hard. It's hard to be empathic. It's not easy for me. But what I'm learning is that a lot of the stuff I feel, I just send it love, you know, and to all the people that are hurting, you know, on this planet right now, or all the people who are unsure of, you know, what's happening in our day-to-day lives, or feel lost or alone. And see, this the part of the gift, which is funny to me because I have to kind of like laugh about it now, is I just feel all of that like so intensely. But what I've learned is that it's okay. It's okay to cry, and it's okay to be sad, and it's okay to be lonely or angry or frustrated, or like all of that is perfectly okay. Because, you know, we came here on this planet to experience what it means to be human. And some of these experiences, you know, maybe it feels like it sucks a lot of the time. But, you know, there's a lot of experiences as a human that are extremely beautiful, you know. And it's hard because a lot of times for me, there's like the self-doubt that kind of creeps in. Like, am I doing the right thing right now? Or, you know, what's best for me? Like, I don't know what's best for me. But I feel like that's just part of being human. Maybe it's part of, if you live in the States, you know, or in the Western society, it's part of, you know, just this go, 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 go all the time. And using intuition for me is like, it's about coming back into my body, and trusting how I feel in my body in that moment. And I've become really good friends with my body because for a long time, because of things that had happened in my past and as a child, I had to cut off from my body. You know, I had to take myself out of my body because things were happening to me that I had no control over. So I learned to disassociate because that kept me safe. And then as an adult, I have to spend some time about taking time to get reacquainted and actually allowing myself to feel again. And at first, it was kind of scary. And it comes in waves, you know. Sometimes everything's great, everything's fine, and then whatever reason, something might come up. And like I said, a lot of times it's not even our stuff, you know. I know that my daughters are extremely empathic as well, and they can just be in a space or be around certain people, and they can pick up on it. And when they walk out, especially the youngest one, her whole personality changes, you know, because she's picked up on the energy and whatnot. And, but me as a mother, I can see that whatever she's doing, maybe she's transmuting something unconsciously or whatever. It's like, it's not really her. It's like, she's just releasing whatever needs to be released in that moment. And then, the more love I give her, the more that she's able to just let whatever it is go. I think that when things come to us and we're not able to express, or we shove it down or think, oh, I shouldn't think that, or I shouldn't have these emotions, then it's almost like it stays within us. It stays, like, for me in my physical body. And it'll show up and manifest as aches or pains, or maybe a knot or a crick in the neck or something like that. But it's and maybe at the time I was, you know, I wasn't in a place to fully experience it either. So if it does kind of just hide out in the muscles for a while, you know, maybe that's okay too. So for me, intuition is really, number one, coming into my body and feeling, you know, how do I feel right now? I mean, and I think a lot of that too came from all the training I have as a yoga instructor and teacher. And I've spent years and years and years just becoming more and more aware of the subtle energies within me and around me. And that's that's kind of what I use as a clue. I love to do muscle testing, actually. So I do this little thing where I program myself for a yes answer or a no answer. And I just get into a relaxed state, and I stand with my knees slightly bent, just relax my shoulders down. And you can try this too. It's pretty fun to play around with. But you can just ask your body to show you a yes, and then just notice what your body does. And then ask your body to show you a no, and then notice what your body does. And then to test it, you ask yourself something like, my name is, and then you state your name or what you call yourself, right? And then and see if you get a yes response in your body that matches the same thing that you had originally asked your body to do. Like for me, it's kind of this forward lean that happens. And then state something that's not true, like maybe your eye color, like, okay, my eyes are brown. And then if my no is a lean back, then just notice, okay, do I lean back when I ask those kind of questions? And it takes some time to kind of practice that, that muscle testing kind of thing. There are lots of different ways to muscle test. You could just Google it, muscle testing. But I really like the one about just opening up the whole doorway and just saying, okay, I'm relaxed. I'm at peace with right now in this moment. Okay, body, I want to talk to you. I know you have inner wisdom, and I appreciate that. Can you show me, you know, what is the yes answer in my body? And then, you know, so beautiful to work with the body and allow the body recognition, you know, for all the amazing things it does and carries us through each day, you know, and doing the intuitive muscle testing and asking yes and no questions is just like, it's just a validation and a way to say thank you. Thank you, body, for helping me today. So that was kind of long-winded, but
no, it was beautiful. Yeah. I'm just like, you know, for me, it's been an interesting story. You know, most people ask me, you know, you do different things. I call it psychic ability. Some people call it intuition. I think one of the key gifts in being able to connect to those abilities also, like you said, is this empathic ability, which is the feel. I like to think of it as one of the aspects. A lot of people say, well, you know, there's seeing and there's hearing and tasting and feeling. There's all these different aspects of the way information can come in. I consider most of my journey started probably about 5 years ago. But, you know, it's one of those things that, like, once you start to recognize and learn and start to use the gifts that you have, you kind of see in hindsight over your lifetime where you notice certain things where you were aware of it, but you didn't know to call it intuition or gut feeling or something at the time. So I see throughout my life, there was different times that there was a knowing of something that was going to happen before it happened. There was knowing what was going on with somebody or a situation or, you know, getting a feeling about something. And, you know, I think as things kind of unfolded for me, you know, about 5-6 years ago, I think it's actually on 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got involved, when I was living up in New Jersey. There was a lot of metaphysical groups and stuff like that, kind of like a meetup group. And I was invited to be part of what's called the Closed Development Circle for Psychic Ability. It was just basically a number of individuals that got together in a spiritual store and met once a month to practice doing readings and, you know, doing different things like we would do, like holding of objects, like a ring and stuff. And then we'd all have fun in class that week because someone would bring in a whole set of things and we would actually hold it and then do a reading on the object that we felt. We would use oracle decks and do readings over the table with other people and practice and then bring in the public and do, you know, readings for them. And then just practice doing, you know, different things that were kind of around in that same area, you know, and not that they were truly what I considered to be psychic or intuitive ability kind of training, but more of just a lot of stuff that was in the same realm of spirituality, stuff like doing remote viewing or channeling. We used to do this thing with channeling and stuff like that back then, which isn't a lot of what the channeling is you see today. The channeling back then was done on some of the older teachings, and that was an interesting experience. that form of channeling at the time wasn't anything that I was very comfortable with. And then for me, that naturally led into starting to communicate with people who had passed over to the other side. So the form of the spiritual gift of mediumship, and then training with different people in the field, such as John Holland and Janet Novak up at Lilydale, which is a big spiritual community up in New York. But I understand the same thing about me, you know, I think a lot of people these days actually notice their empathic abilities before they notice their abilities to have intuition. I know I have a lot of different empathic abilities that come through me, and just like yourself, it's hard sometimes to kind of filter out everything we feel within the group consciousness, you know, what's going on the planet. And then, you know, there's aspects sometimes where I can actually lose boundaries and just take on different emotions. I'm sad, I'm happy, I'm depressed for reasons that are unknown. And, you know, generally the first thing we usually teach when we talk to people about learning about empathic abilities is to stop and ask the question of, is this thing I'm feeling me or is it somebody else? And probably, I don't know about yourself, but for me, most of the time it has to do with somebody else. But I don't know how many times I've forgotten to even stop and ask the question. And I'll be in the middle of feeling really depressed or sad or crying or something. And, you know, and my mind's trying to make sense of it. It's like, well, what's going on here? Why am I feeling this way? There's not really a reason for it. And then, you know, sometimes it was easy to just say, hey, I just had a bad day at work. That must be why I'm sad. But when you really feel into it and then you do something as simple as ask the question, which is the way I usually work through it, you find out that, you know, it's not you, that you're picking up on somebody else. And it's nice too to have what I call synchronicities or validation of that. Sometimes you'll feel into it and say, oh, this is actually my brother who lives in another part of the country. And, you know, I'll talk to him like 2 days later, by the time I forgot about all the stuff I was feeling. And he'll explain to me that, you know, he was with his wife or whatever, and her grandmother died that day or something. And, you know, there's a lot of sadness in the house. And I was picking up on that, you know, 1,000, 2,000 miles away. So it's interesting to see that. And, you know, it is tough. It gets to be what feels very heavy. But I think one of the nicest things, like you said, Christy, is being able to just send blessings in those situations if we know what it is or we don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, from a lot of teachings I've been hearing from a lot of different sources over the last 2 months, I think that's something really important, because I think a lot of us, as we look at the different things that are happening around the world, we have this feeling of being powerless and not really knowing about how can we actually do something that would be significant, that could help the planet or help people, or to do something. I think it's something as simple as sending love or praying or whatever to whatever situation we see. You know, one of the teachers we like following, Matt Kahn, he always says things that he actually uses, like the nightly news as like a little prayer ritual. He'll just turn on the news and then everything he sees that kind of takes his breath away or you know, makes him stop for a second and pause on what he's feeling, he automatically just blesses it. Mm-hmm. And uses that as an opportunity to send love and blessings to any situation. And I found that I've kind of started, because I don't watch a lot of TV and news, and I don't, you know, I've almost done like a blackout when it comes to any type of media as far as connecting. Lots of times people will talk to me about something that's going on in the world and I have no idea what they're talking about. So as I learned to work with my different gifts and everything, it's been something I've had to do until I could get, you know, get some management in place on how to deal with a lot of the energies and stuff that I'm feeling, is I've kind of had to protect myself and nurture myself in that space until I could get the right tools in place to be able to transmute it, to send blessings and to be able to work through that. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited. We have a couple callers, and we're going to be doing readings in a little bit. So we're really excited to have you on the line. Because whenever me and Christy work, we're working off one microphone, we will unfortunately not be able to screen you with your name and everything. So we'll be announcing the last four digits of your phone number as we welcome you on the air.
But then we promise we will ask you your name.
Yes, we will. We definitely will want to know your name. You can either ask questions or talk to us about some of the things you feel or think, or you can get a reading or whatever you feel guided to. So we're really excited that all of you are tuning in this evening and also that you're dialing in. And let me go ahead and give out that number for anybody who wants to dial in and talk to us or to share a story or to do a reading. And that's 646-716-9663.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Sure. 646-716-9663.
Thank you.
I can actually do that in my sleep. I think it's because I've been doing so many different shows and supporting different shows over the last 4 years.
I mean, you're like the radio wizard.
I just kind of have that number memorized.
You just have so much memorized.
So, what else do we want to talk about intuition? I guess we could kind of lay down some general understanding for everybody. We want to let everybody know that everybody has the gift, as I call it, the psychic ability, the intuition, the gut feeling. I think between me and Christy, we've done a lot of different classes in learning to use the gift and everything.
The gift. It's like a book, isn't it?
Yeah.
it sounds like the secret, the gift, you know, the secret gift, I guess.
So,
that'd be funny.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
I think that the simplest lesson to learn as far as if you have the question in your mind of, you know, I feel like I am picking up on stuff and I'd like to know how I can take the next step. The next step is very simple, and you can learn it right here on the air. Or you can come in and pay us thousands of dollars for a one-week retreat.
$1 million, but for you in the next 4 minutes.
We'll give it to you and as a love offering gift to you.
Yeah, see how awesome it is to listen to the show. You get all this love.
So with that, the way to actually take your abilities and everything to the next level is just to pay attention to what you're noticing. I think for a lot of people who talk about their experience as they go through the learning curve and learning to expand their awareness, there is a lot of discussion about, you know, I just kind of write this stuff off as fantasy, or I thought I was like just making it up. Same thing about getting that guidance that comes to you in your head a lot of the time that could be from angels or from your guides or from what we call your higher self. You know, it'll come to you as your voice in your head. The general discernment I like to give people is that you can tell that it's actually guidance and everything because it won't be anything that's very, very negative or hurtful if you have something in you that's telling you that you're worthless or something along those lines. That's not one of your guides or your higher self or any type of guidance you're getting.
Yeah, it's just the collective worthless TV channel, I guess.
Yeah, it's something coming through.
Yeah.
It does that aspect that you actually can pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times it's not even you, but this interesting thing, I think, for a lot of us that are so aware and are really coming into this expansion for us.
The secret gift has
the
been
secret
unreal.
Gift.
It's
yes.
Unraveled and unwrapped tonight only.
And that is, there really is this, this understanding that you all have that gift. And it's just a matter of just paying attention to it and trusting it. It's having faith in it. And then.
Yeah, I think having faith in it and then just trust. You know, one of the things that I, whenever I was first started, learning and seriously training and under different energy healers and whatnot, is that, you know, there was this thing one of my teachers taught me, and she was like, well, if you have a feeling or you feel guidance, you can ask immediately. You know, I can't remember exactly the way it went, but it was something to the effect of, is this my most high divine self, right? Is this my most high divine self speaking? And you would either get a yes or a no. And the way that she taught it was, is that if you set the intention that, you know, in any message that comes through has to answer truthfully to that, right? is this my most high divine self? Like, I would get messages and I'd be kind of like iffy about it. And I would say, well, is this coming from my most high divine self? And immediately I'd get, nah, you know, but, and it was funny. It was almost like, I don't know. It was like almost like little pranksters or something. Like little messages would come through and I'd be like, ah, that seems kind of off. Let me just check in and ask, you know, and ask, is this from my most high divine self? And like, no, you know, and they were kind of like, dang, she asked, now she knows. Or else, you know, I'd get a real sure yes, you know. One of the things that one of my teachers I studied with for a while, and I even went to Israel to spend some time with him on retreat in Neve Shalom near Tel Aviv. His name is Thomas Hubel, and he was doing like this online class, and we could call in and listen to him and offer his teachings and downloads. And we had the opportunity to ask questions, and I had asked a specific question. And one of the things that he said that gave me the most relief personally was that, you know, the universe self-corrects. Just have faith and trust that the universe self-corrects. So no matter what movement we make, what choice we decide to do, you know, if we believe in our hearts that we're doing the best thing for ourselves in that moment, even if, you know, maybe it takes us off course a little bit, or takes us here, or takes us there, it's like a river. The universe self-corrects. The universe is ever-loving. The universe wants us to succeed. And this intuition is, you know, we were born with it, you know. Kids have it, you know, and then, you know, basically we kind of have to go undercover, you know, when we're teenagers and young adults. And then somewhere along the way, you know, maybe it's an unraveling, or we get an Amazon package in the mail that says, you know, the secret gift is unraveled. Now you may open it. And it's like, oh, there's my intuition again. And self-doubt does definitely have a role, but it's all part of the process. That's the cool thing about it. It's like there's no right, there's no wrong. And it's just great to be able to just share space with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody that's listening, you know?
Yeah. I think probably the two strongest lessons that have come through for me in 5 years, and common messages for most people, is number one is that you're exactly where you need to be. There's a lot of us that feel we're behind schedule. We feel like there's all these different things that we should have accomplished. You know, we put this huge burden on ourselves of all these different things. And the most common message comes through for so many people is you're exactly where you need to be. Everything is great. There's nothing to worry about, you know, and if you can kind of breathe in and breathe into that and just really feel it, it's just such a very comfortable place. I think another message that's come through a lot of the time, and, you know, you kind of touched on this, Christy, and that is there's no wrong choices. You know, things unravel themselves. There's been this like duality, I think, of looking at things from two different angles. There's a belief system or a group of people out there that believe that we think something and then automatically gets created. And then we sit there and say, well, we created that. And then if we, you know, we're thinking badly at the time and something bad happens, we think we created that too. And then there's another mindset that says that things are automatically created for us, you know, that our life has a pattern that kind of unfolds. Our intuition allows us to understand what's coming next. And then if we embrace that and allow it to unfold, life just unfolds on its own in the perfect order and all the right things come to you in the proper time. I think the biggest frustration, we talk about people who do manifestation and different techniques like that, laws of attraction, is there's people who either A, don't like what's showing up, or they think it should be different, or they want it today instead of probably 2 or 3 years or whenever something is supposed to come into your life. So we're trying to kind of adjust or manipulate the universe to kind of show up the way we want it to, instead of understanding that everything is in perfect order, that everything unfolds.
Everything is divine, you know, and I think that's part of the big push for divine practice is that every breath, every moment on this planet, every footstep that we take, every bite of food we have, every drink of water, you know, every person that we see, you know, in all of these moments, you know, there is the divine, you know, and the divine rests within us. And we are, you know, that's what we're made of. And I think it's a beautiful gift to just rest in that knowledge and know that, you know, whatever's happening in your life is just happening. Matt Kahn says a really funny thing, like, and you can help me with this one, Mark, but it's like, you know, the universe is smarter than what we think, you know, like if it was all this big thing about manifesting, you know, all the little kids in the world would have big, huge monsters under the beds every night. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm scared of the dark. Okay. There's a monster, or, you know, something's in my closet. Oh my God. Somebody's going to kill me, you know? And it's like, we can have those thoughts and that's okay too. We can have fears and that's okay too. You know, one of the things I think honestly that irks me is that I've been through a lot of different teachings and gone through, you know, a lot of different trainings, and the whole idea of, you know, we can only be happy, or we can only be on the positive spectrum, and we can only be peaceful and serene, and if we drop out of those higher vibrations, then somehow there's something wrong with us. You know, I mean, that makes me want to just, you know, it gets me so pissed, because I'm like, no, we're here to be human. And guess what? Humans have the whole gamut and range of emotions. And then if we are only feeling that one side of that happy coin, then, you know, it's very limiting. You know, after a while, it's very limiting. And I'm not saying that it's great to be depressed, or it's great to be, you know, have anxiety. I mean, look, I've been there, done that. It's not great, you know, but the thing is when we come out of it, we can see from the other side, oh, and for me, it gives me an opportunity to have empathy with people that are going through that. And I feel it, you know, oh my gosh, my heart, do I feel it. But I'm so, so blessed just to be on this planet and to walk and walk this path. And with my intuition, what I've learned is that, you know, I mean, like the saying goes, we really are doing the best that we can do in the moment, you know. Whatever that looks like, it's the best that we're able to do in that moment. And the more that we can be in a space of just really loving ourselves, however we show up, wow, it takes a huge burden off of us, you know? It's like, we don't have to be that perfect child. We don't have to be the one with all the answers. We don't have to do anything, because guess what? We're already perfect. We're already amazing. Just right now, all of you. All of us, we're already amazing.
Yeah, that is beautiful. And I do like that teaching. And I think that teaching from Matt taught me that it's okay to admit sometimes that, you know, I could be driving to work and saying, you know what? I don't like this day. I don't like what I'm doing today. I don't like what I'm experiencing.
That person's getting on my nerves. You know,
that person's getting on my nerves. And it's like, you know, it's so freeing to be in that space of saying, you know what? This really sucks right now,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah.
and realizing, well, you know, that doesn't mean I'm way down the other side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And
I've lost my ascension, right?
Yes. My chakras are broken.
Oh, my goodness.
So I thought what you were going to say is one of my favorite sayings, and you had said I should help you with it. And it's usually because I need your help, because I can never remember it. But something like, if you had everything to win and nothing to lose, what would you try? What would you do? And I really like that saying, because it kind of frees you up to just enjoy life and just be. I remember meeting this really advanced teacher one day, and I said, you know, I'm learning all chakras, and I'm psychic, and I do mediumship, and I got all these different abilities, and, you know, what do I need to do? And he just looked at me, he says, you just need to be. And that's just being with life and enjoying life and being present in the moment and letting it unfold instead of trying to figure out everything else, you know?
Yeah. Sarah, my youngest, she picked out a shirt or something for school. And it's really cute. It said something about, you know, life is the journey.
Yes.
You know, that's life. Life is the journey. Because guess, you know, it's funny, whenever I teach, I tell my students, I don't do this as much anymore, but I used to like scare them on the first day. I'm like, hey, you know what? Guess what? Every single one of us, I'm going to tell you two things. We were all born and we're all going to die. So you know what? We've got some time here together. Let's learn some things and just make it the best that we can, you know? And it's so funny to see I mean, I don't know, maybe it's that's just part of me, but I was like, look at these 17, 18 year olds looking back at me thinking, wait a minute, I'm going to live forever, you know? But just this reality of what does it mean to be human, you know, and what does it mean to look at death and be comfortable with death and know that, you know, we are going to die and that's okay too, you know? So if death is okay, and I know I was born, so why don't I just live this journey again?
I remember, you remember that retreat we went to together with Sadhguru where he basically set the experience.
Oh, wait, you can't talk about that because we had signed waivers and everything.
Okay. I was just thinking about that whole idea about, you know, how would you live your life differently if you knew for some reason you were going to die tomorrow?
Yeah, so somebody comes to you and says, okay, you've got 48 hours to live. What are you going to do?
Yeah. So the question would be is who would you call? Who would you talk to? How would you live your life differently?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. See, I just run around naked all the time. if I only had 48 hours to live, I'd say, what the hell? You know, just run around naked all the time.
You do that for any reason.
Well, that's
so
true too. I don't need anybody to tell me that.
So. Well, we're getting ready to take callers and do readings in a little bit, but I think before we do that, it'd be great to hear from this beautiful is it called a kettle drum?
I think it's actually called the tongue drum.
Tongue drum. So I think it'd be really beautiful for us to kind of take a couple deep breaths, just maybe center ourselves a little bit and just listen to that for a minute. And that'll give me time for me to go over and get my angel deck that I'm going to use this evening.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do now then, if we're listening now or you're listening to the recording, first of all, thank you. And many blessings to you. And what I've done is we got this tongue drum in Sedona the last time that we were in Sedona, and it was such a treat. And I've wanted one for a while, and I just kind of play it intuitively. So if you want to just find a place, if you're driving, please don't do this. Just wait till you can get to a place where you can be relaxed, sitting down, a quiet space, maybe relaxing your shoulders, consciously relaxing your jaw, taking a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, and then out through the nose, and just feeling ourselves ground down through our feet into the earth, feeling the air upon our skin, continuing with our deep abdominal breaths, breathing in through the nose, and out through the nose, relaxing the shoulders and softening the body with each out breath. Just allowing ourselves to flow naturally. Then as we close our eyes, just listening to the sounds and letting them come through our bodies, mental, physical, emotional, and clear and cleanse in any ways that may be needed in this moment. And with that, we allow our bodies to relax even deeper, knowing that we are surrounded by love. Whether we see it, whether we know it, we're always walking and breathing in it. So thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. So we're going to be taking callers in a minute. We got a couple people in the queue already. We'll be getting on the air with you in a minute. And if you don't have the number, it's 646-716-9663. That phone number is actually on the radio console also as you're listening to the show. So why don't you tell everybody about the beautiful angel deck you're going to be using for some of the readings? I know you generally can just do intuitive readings without it, but...
Well, I was just going to say I could do intuitive readings and then just whatever the caller may need. I do have an angel deck with me that's Archangel Oracle deck, and that's from Doreen Virtue that I've been using for a while. It's really, really sweet, very sweet energy. So I've got that, and then you've got yours. You want to talk about yours?
Yeah, I'm using, I've worked with probably a number of decks over the years, but there's three decks that I use the most often these days. One of them is a fairies deck. The other one is my John Holland Oracle deck, which I use for the large scale readings with clients. And the one I especially like doing when I'm on the air is anything related to romance or relationships.
Yes, that is your forte. You do like that one a lot.
And I do love working with that. So I'm going to be using Doreen Virtue's The Romance Angels.
All right. So for those romance callers, here we go.
And you can go either way. You can ask a regular question. You can ask a romance question, or you can just talk about something. We're not going to pigeonhole you into anything. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to go ahead and bring on the first person. And your phone number ends in 0909. And let's see if I can click this and get you to be on the air here. 0909, your name, please.
Hello. This is Ellen.
Oh, Ellen. Great
hey,
to
Ellen.
Have you on.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me. I just enjoy listening to your show and getting some spiritual insights.
Oh, excellent.
This
so,
sweetheart.
Do you have anything you want to share, or do you just have a question? What kind of, what would you like?
I would love a reading. Can I ask just a general one, whatever spirit would like to tell me?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you what, Ellen. We have been, and this works for us too, is that whenever we go in, like, for instance, to our council, you know, like when we're in meditation, and I'm like, Mark, will you channel for me? And he's like, well, what do you want to know? And I was like, well, just whatever they want to tell me. And he's like, you know, you've got, like, and then all of a sudden it becomes a cacophony, and it's all these things coming through at once. And it's really like, because it's like a fire hose comes on. Come on.
Yeah, it's like we can talk on 26 topics for you this evening,
right.
But is there something in particular you can give us, just a simple one-word subject or anything?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Kind of narrow it down for the field. I mean, I can give you something, but, you know, there's a lot of information. There's actually a couple different guides that are stepping forward for you. There's also some angels present and some loved ones. So let's kind of see if we can narrow it down a little bit, because they're kind of fighting to get to the front of the line.
Okay. I think that the next month is going to be very eventful for me. I'm taking a nice trip, and I hope to be able to enjoy it. But as soon as I come back, I hope to be able to focus on a job search and find new employment. Mm-hmm. So those are things on my mind. If you could pick up anything regarding any of those items, that would be great.
We're kind of stepping in for a minute here. Hold on. There's a lot coming through.
Yeah.
I'll let Christy go first.
Well, I definitely, like, I just, you have so many angels that are around you, and I see that the next journey that you're going on, this place to kind of, like, relax or something, they're just, you have a lot of, I don't know what you want to call them, but, spirits, guides, angels that are really happy that you're doing this to take care of yourself. They're really
okay.
proud. And the more that you step into your power, so to speak, and take more care of yourself, doing what it is that you want to do, like in the moment, there, it's like it's the opposite of people pleasing, but it doesn't have to be harsh. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I don't know if in the past, maybe you might have done some things that, you know, maybe you didn't really want to do them, but you, maybe there was a sense of duty, or maybe it was to help others be happy. But like, this time in your life is really about you coming into your power. And then as you do that, you're like a living example of that for the others that are around you. And that's what they're showing me right now. It's very, very beautiful. So thank you for doing that for yourself. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the reading.
Mm. Oh, no problem. So what's coming through for me is a couple different things. The first is, as Christy had touched on, this is the time and portion of your life where I think for a lot of your life, you've taken care of others. Mm-hmm. You've kind of put others in front of you. So this trip is about what's important to you and like what exciting things you want to do. Mm-hmm. as is the intention mm-hmm. of the job that's coming. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I'm getting besides, you know, you enjoying and really doing what feels good for you on the trip is really taking some of the time during the trip to kind of daydream a little bit and think about what you want to create for your next job. And mm-hmm. it might not be exactly what you thought it was going to be. You might see that you're going to finally embrace something. Like, you know, there might be this feeling that you've had that there's something you've always wanted to do, but you didn't think it was going to be feasible or that you were going to be able to create it or make any money to live off of it. And I think what you should do as an exercise on this trip is really to think about what is it that you want to create next. And, you know, what would that look like as far as variables? Sometimes we talk about, you know, even maybe, and this is me, the mental analytical, mm-hmm. You know, making a list of, you know, I kind of did that with the current job I'm in now, that when I was out of work and, you know, spending a lot of time worrying about how I was going to pay my bills, I took the time to sit down and say, well, you know, with this next job, I want a job that has more flexible hours. I want more personal. I want more life balance, more family time. You know, I want a job where people appreciate me. I want a good salary. You know, I want a job where I can use the skills I have, but it won't be like I have like, it's not like I'm going to be like a really hard job. And I got everything I was asking for and more. Sometimes it's about understanding that when we set those intentions of creation, that we say something like, this is what I'm looking for, this or something better.
I was going to say this, what they told me too, just to kind of put that at the end, you know, this or something even better, or this or something, you know, that is, you know, I don't know, the more outlandish you can make it, like, I want a job that will just, you know, blow all my expectations and I know it's already done. And what was coming for me too was just to kind of have a playful energy about it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe the list thing, if that works for you, but also just to kind of, you know, with the, you know, just play around with it and just, you know, open the door and kind of be just a free spirit with, well, maybe that might be cool or this might be cool or maybe this might be beautiful for me. And just have fun. The more like that emotion of just fun, free-spirited, and just in a trust and a faith that this is already done. You know, it's mm-hmm. already done. It's just unfolding for you. And it will just make the process kind of flow in a real beautiful, beautiful, peaceful way.
Any other questions for you?
No, thank you. That is what I was planning to do. I'll have some downtime. I'll be able to think things through. And I appreciate mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. You kind of confirm what I've already been thinking about, and I appreciate that.
Mm. Oh,
we so much love you and appreciate you calling into the show.
Yes, thank you, and have fun on your vacation.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so exciting.
I will.
All right.
Yes, and let me listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Mark will put you over.
Many blessings
thank
to you.
Thank you.
Yes, for sure.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our next caller is last four digits 6809. That's 6809. You are on the air with Mark and Christy.
And what is your name, darling?
Yes, thank you both. My name is Mary. calling from Florida.
Hey, Mary.
Hi.
Hey there.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. My question concerns whether you see a move happening at the end of this month or later or anything about this.
Move for Mary. Did you see that?
Basically, what I have is there's some type of delay that's coming up,
yeah.
Anywhere from two to three.
I think it's 3 months.
Yeah, it looks like 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. I know that's not what you want to hear right now, but let's see if we can connect in and find out what it
hear.
Is.
Yes, it is
what I want to hear.
Okay. As soon as you said that, I got an immediate no, and that there's a delay. So Mark can just confirm that. So I was on that same channel as well.
Yeah, we were trying. It's funny because I'm thinking you're ready to move. And
I know, because it got immediate, nope, not, uh-uh.
Yeah, there feels like there's a lot of anxiety energy around the situation. And
mm-hmm.
I think if you can just breathe into it, the situation will kind of relax itself a little bit. It feels like there's some conflict involved. And,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I think, I used to talk to a friend of mine about situations like this, because I've been in some pretty tough situations in my life. And the best thing you can do is just send love to the individuals that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes when you're in the middle of something, that's really, really hard to do.
Well, and love to yourself, Mary.
Yeah, love to yourself,
such a beautiful,
that's for sure.
Amazing person, and
right now, it's in writing as a forced issue, and and it's something I was totally unprepared for in a short period of time, and I'm having health issues. There's a whole lot of things going on. Even though I've been looking around, I'm seeing an awful lot of rent increases around me, and I've got 5 cats to deal with, so... needless to say, it's the heat of summer. I'm not relishing going anywhere. Do you know what will save the day or what will turn things around?
I'm looking. What just came to me is, as far as the health issues go, there may be, and I don't know for sure, but you might want to look in to see if there's some kind of a loophole because of your health issues. Maybe. Some kind of something, maybe even doctor's orders or something, that would get through the document that's kind of standing in your way right now.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you,
I had gone
about 6 days without air conditioning, and I knew it was going out, and I had informed mm-hmm. them earlier. In the meantime, I came up with respiratory infection that led to chest x-rays and everything. So I wasn't breathing very healthy air. And because I pushed it created conflict.
I see what you're saying. All right. So this is interesting. This is the first time this has happened to me, but there's this almost like a lawyer guy that's stepping forward. He's got a briefcase with his documents.
A free legal service.
Oh, beautiful. Uh-huh. That's what's coming. Okay, good. So, document everything, have everything in documentation that you just talked about, and then work
mm-hmm.
with that legal service, and they're going to be your advocates. And and keep stepping forward, doing what you know in your heart, that you're taking care of yourself. And just know, just without a doubt, that this is already fixed, and that you're just kind of stepping one step at a time, and you've got your angels and your guides all around you, and then this is a good service, right? Do you see that?
Yeah. There's a couple different things that are coming in. The first is that what you want to do is whenever you're having interactions with this group that's, kind of keeping you from having a comfortable living environment is just to kind of have a conversation. Like if you were them and I was you and I was calling, I'd say, listen, I, I don't have any air conditioning and I'm having problems breathing. Please help me.
Mm.
And just kind of put that out there and see.
I didn't do it, you know, demanding. I did it, and, you know, I'm in a situation now where my health is being affected, and I'm asking
you,
you know. And then it turned around, and the person was super nice to me and got it resolved and everything, and within an hour there was a notice on my door. So it's definitely retribution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, you're holding people responsible that don't like to be, and, you know, because of that, unfortunately, you're becoming this advocate. So this the party that you're going to be working with is going to help you with that. But I want to talk about something you can do at an angelic level, and that is what I'd like you to do is to call in your angels, because you have a set of angels that are always with you. And I want you to just ask your angels to simply go talk to their angels and ask that the best positive loving outcome for the best of all of you come out of this situation, and let your angels talk to their angels and let this loving transformation occur in this experience. And, you know, it might turn out that, you know, the situation will basically be you getting this legal person to go after them and hold them responsible for what they should do, or at least help you through your transition. But, you know, what you want to do is just surround this whole situation with love. You always want to respond to these people, no matter how nasty or evil they come towards you, to just respond with just love towards them, to say, I don't understand. I just need you to help me. And really kind of just coming from that love and space, no matter, like, whatever they say to you or whatever they accuse you of, you know, you're not that.
Yeah. Definitely.
So just surrounding yourself with love, treating them with love in all situations, even up to whatever the outcome is, just constantly showing them love through the situation. And through it all too, like I said, reaching out to your angels and asking your angels to go talk to their angels about wanting the most loving, best outcome to come out of the situation.
And Mary, one of the other things that
I had offered a solution or a suggestion to, I'm willing to downsize to a smaller place because I know they can get more money for where I'm at. And I offered that as a solution. And to some people, you know, they're allowing a little bit less. And on some places, they advertise less. So there's some confusion about that. But they don't seem like they want to work with me at all. Do you think they'll compromise in any way?
Well, I think that the important thing is that you just handle the whole situation with love, so that they always feel that no matter what they might say to you or what they might try to do to get you riled up, there's part of them that wants, there's parts of them that want to get you pissed off so that you come back at them in a nasty way, so they feel justified in letting you go or getting you out. So you diffuse that energy from them by just simply always responding, no matter how mean or nasty or whatever they do to you, to always just respond in the most loving way. And like I said, just going in and asking the angels to help intervene in the situation will bring around outcomes and stuff that you're not even seeing.
Yeah, and Mother Mary, I want to say, has been here for quite a while as well, and she's working with you. She's a really strong energy, but she's been here through the conversation, and she's available also to you and the situation. And she also wanted to let you know that that you are like a warrior, she's showing me like a spiritual kind of warrior. And sometimes on this planet, we do have to be kind of like real tough to push. But I think what Mark is bringing in is that it's okay to be soft and then that you, in vulnerability, that you're not going to get hurt, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Usually,
whatever this outcome turns out to be.
Yeah, I usually take the approach, I try not to get, you know, riled up, and I've tried to be very pleasant, and I thought I was receiving that same feedback because she seemed to be turning around until out of the blue, bingo. Here we go. Now your hair's fixed. Okay, bye.
Yeah. And I think a lot of this, too, it doesn't even, to be honest with you, I think there's a there's a third quadrant that's not even allowing itself to be seen right now. So he's there's something behind the scenes that he's dealing with, and it may not even have honestly a whole lot to do with you and the situation, but he's feeling pressure from an outside source is what I'm getting.
It's almost like someone is wanting to be nice and help you. And then there's like there's a partner or somebody else involved that's like, why are we dealing with that? Get rid of that person, you know, and they're not even involved. They don't even know what's going on.
It's a man and wife. And I think it's the wife that wants to cause the problem, get me out, because the husband's real nice. And I've been very cooperative. They are doing a lot of construction and work around the building. And it's really disrupted everything of all the tenants, really. It's been very disruptive. And because they're new owners, so I've tried to be very cooperative with their everything that's going on for a long time now. But she's very high strung and very combative, so he has stepped back and said, "Well, you deal with her, you know."
I get it.
Send lots of love to her. She's in a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's worried about losing money.
She thinks she's going to lose the whole place.
So she's got a lot of fear. That's generally why people act that way. She's got a lot of fear. You just represent her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is treat her with a lot of love and just have a lot of compassion for her and realize that she's going through quite a bit herself.
And you may eventually, it's all up to you. You may eventually, you know, be able to transition into a place, a more loving environment. But it'll happen in a way that's going to be the most ease and grace, you know, just setting that intention of the most ease and grace for yourself
I had tried to do this actually before new management came over. I was actually promised 3 different places, smaller places, and I was kind of hoodwinked on those 2. And then the property changed hands, and then it got real ugly. So naturally, they didn't want to abide by what the previous manager told me. So that's when I ended middle.
Yeah, and sales deals, no one wants that. No one wants to support any previous agreements.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't know when.
So just like the last caller, it's really important that you also start to set the intention that if you do have to move, what would be the most ideal situation for you, and really setting that groundwork and intention. And realizing, I know you have this logical aspect of yourself, because I know you've been researching it and you know that rents are kind of high and you're not really seeing a solution. But
internet, going up and down the streets and talking to friends, and it's really like, oh boy, you know, you're looking for a needle in a haystack, especially with cats and all that. And I thought, well, maybe I'll get lucky, you know, maybe I'll see something. And I'm a very quiet tenant. I don't cause problems. I don't have, rowdy parties. I like peace, meditation, spiritual things, and I don't want to have this upset all the time, day in and day out. So I know, and it hasn't allowed me to feel like who I am.
So you want to set the intentions that if you are going to move, that the angels help you with that process, and then they'll find a really beautiful solution for you that is just the most beautiful deal you can think of. So, you know, it's really important, as we said with the previous caller,
for you. Don't feel the pressure. You're not feeling the pressure in the next 15 days that it's going to be like a pressure dish they're going to pull on me. Because I'm so overwhelmed.
One of the other things, too, Mary, they're showing me is that because you are in a space to where you connect through meditation and whatnot, if you'll just practice, there's a hand gesture that you can practice. And in that, you place your palms, open palms, on your thighs. So just palms up and your arms are relaxed.
My thigh?
So just both palms are up facing the ceiling. And then go ahead, what you do is you take your thumb and you're going to bend the pointer finger there. You take the thumb and then you just touch that very first knuckle, like right after where the fingernail is. Just go up to that very first knuckle there and that pointer finger.
With my thumb?
And then you touch. Mm-hmm. So your thumb's touching there. And then in that, you just hold this position. And then just allow your breathing to come a little bit deeper and slow your breathing. So you're just slowly breathing in, 2, 3, 4. And then breathing out, 2, 3, 4. And then relaxing your shoulders. And then practice just slowing the breathing down. Breathing in, breathing out. And then whenever you feel comfortable, just softly repeating the words, and you can do it out loud in a whisper if you want to. And the word is thank you. And just slowly repeating the word thank you, thank you, thank you. And then just breathing in. And then breathing out. And there's no thoughts that have to happen here. It's just simply repeating the word thank you. Just allowing your mind to calm.
Yeah, this is something new.
Yeah. And it's okay because what I'm feeling is like your heart is opening up. There's something that's opening up in your heart. And it may feel kind of painful at first. But you're releasing. It's almost like a butterfly coming out of the cocoon, and you're kind of pushing out, and you're becoming your energy body is becoming bigger, and you're going to be more comfortable and firm in this space, the space of your life, just your life in general, and a lot of the worry and the anxiety will kind of start to kind of drift away like a cloud, just kind of drifting in the sky. And then to practice that, if that works for you, if you feel called to practice that 2 or 3 times a day, at least 5 to 10 minutes, just relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the body, just breathing in slowly and then exhaling, and then just repeating those words over and over, just real softly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And whatever thoughts come up, allow them to come up. Don't judge them. Just like clouds, they come up and they go. They come up and they go. Don't hold on to the thoughts. Just repeat the words, thank you, okay?
Okay. That's good.
All right. So you do that, and then let us know how things are going. You can reach us at info@divinepractice.com. Divinepractice.com, and Mark and I would love to hear back from you, okay?
Are you going to be on a regular basis, like Thursday nights?
Yeah, when are we going to be on next, baby?
Let me look at the calendar.
I don't think we even have our next show set, but we are on typically it's the third Thursday of the month.
Yeah, so coming up on probably September 15th, but we're going to have our guest Christy from Canada.
She's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we kind of alternate between speaking and interviewing. So we had our friend Jerry Gavin on talking about his messages from Margaret last month.
Our Hay House author. He was on last month.
Yeah.
And then so this month with us, and the next month's going to be with Christy from Snuggling Hearts.
Yeah.
She's got a project she's working on in Canada, which is beautiful. You'll love her energy.
No, we're in Texas.
Yeah. No, we're actually based in Fort Worth, Texas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, it's funny, but so I've met so many nice people from Texas. I just became good friends with a neighbor who's from Texas. And I think some of the nicest people I have met, including the minister of the church I go. And about Lilydale, because I grew up going to Lilydale. I lived right up in that area. And I spent a lot of time there.
That's where, Mark's from up north, and then he moved, and found a Texas girl, so now he's down here.
Yeah, and I was just down your way. I was living in Orlando for a while.
That's what happened. That's what happened. Those Texas girls are something else. They're great gals.
I'll tell you what.
All right, Mary. We'll be praying for you, and you have a
good
great
people.
Evening.
Yeah, you let us know how things are going.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
Many
blessings.
Really
love you.
I get back with you. Thanks, awesome. Guys. Many blessings.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Mary.
Bye, Mary.
Wow, such a beautiful caller.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them so much.
Such amazing.
Yay.
We appreciate everybody who called in this evening. Unfortunately, we won't be able to take any more callers this evening. As Spirit always shows us, we always end up working with the people we need to work with. So it's amazing how that turns out. And
yeah, lovely, lovely spirits, both of them.
And we really appreciate everybody calling in. And you've been listening to Divine Practice with Christy and Mark. And we'll be back in September with our friend Christy from Canada.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about snuggling hearts and her work with, you know, healing through hugging.
Yeah, healing through hugging. So
really beautiful.
Really, really looking forward to the interview next month. And to find out more about the show, you can go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We love all of you. You have a great evening.
Yes, yes. Many blessings. Love you and good night.